Blog Talk Radio.
Your
heart of sorrow to take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. Up my eyes, all God's children to stand.
Stand.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh.
And for righteousness.
And be counted.
And be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Stand, not believing, at least some of my friends, and I would rather, I'd rather live right, burning hell, lift up my eyes, all of our children to stand, stand, everybody say it,
you stand.
Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Oh,
stand for righteousness.
Get a running start and start my victory, but Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul, hosted by Big Joe. How you doing?
Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul. I am your host, Big Joe, sitting here with B-Ray. How you doing today, B-Ray?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Nothing wrong with that. Today, B-Ray, we are going to deal with the body. We have dealt with the mind. We have dealt with the soul. But we haven't dealt with the body. And one of the new things, I guess, new thing that's happening is CBD oil. And I have two guests, Miss Yolanda Thomas and Miss Janie Smith. Are you there?
I'm here. Janie's here.
Hello.
This is Yolanda.
Doing?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I am doing all right. We are here, and we are welcome to the Mind, Body, and Soul. I'm the host, Big Joe. That is B-Ray, our program director. B-Ray, that's Janie Smith and Yolanda Thomas.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Nice to meet you guys.
Good evening. Hello.
Ladies.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
And we want to talk a little bit about the CBD oil. B-Ray, do you know anything about the CBD oil?
Yes, I use it. It helps with my ailments. I have fibromyalgia, like neuropathy, arthritis, and all that. So a dose or two of the CBD oil, you know, ease the pain, take your mind off the pain. I've been using it for a while. And I also have like hemp cream, like muscle rubs or whatever. That works better than just like the regular Bengay or Aspa cream that stuff over the counter. But the stuff that has the hemp or the CBD in it, it works a little bit better for me.
What is the difference between the CBD, Ms. Janie, Ms. Yolanda, what is the difference between the CBD oil and the hemp? Is there a difference? Is that the same thing?
Well, Yolanda, you want to go first?
No, you can go ahead. I just walked in from.
Okay, then. Okay, that's what people don't understand. A lot of times they go to the store and they buy hemp oil. Well, hemp oil is just regular cooking oil. It's like a body oil. I mean, hemp oil is just normal stuff like that. And hemp oil does not help with pain and anxiety and all the other stuff that people say that it's helping with. But if you add the CBD in it, that's what makes it work.
What is CBD?
Okay, CBD is part of our body. Most women, when we have babies, our body produces an endocannabinoid system. And years and years ago, our forefathers, you know, they lived off hemp. They fed hemp to their animals. They used hemp in medicine. I mean, they used it in clothing. They used it in just everything. So that's hemp. And when we put CBD and hemp together, that makes the whole thing that work. And what hemp is a plant. It's like the sister plant of marijuana. It's totally different, two different plants, okay? Listening?
Okay. I'm with you.
Okay. I'm used to hearing somebody saying, yeah, okay, because I don't know if you can hear me if you don't respond.
No. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, we can hear you. We're just trying to get an understanding of what exactly it is
because it's a plant.
The CBD, I thought was the cannabinoids or the THC. From the marijuana. Is that not the same?
Nope. It all comes from one plant. When people are doing CBD oil, it comes from one plant. And the thing is that like I said, you know, our body craves the CBD, but it does. It comes from one plant, and that's the hemp plant. And see, and what they do, they extract the CBD from the plant and add it back in. Cause so what they do, they're breaking it down, and they're taking some stuff that, you know, like when you process the hemp, if you don't extract the CBD out of it, well, the hemp will burn up the CBD. So they extract the CBD from the hemp, and after they extract it, they add it back. So basically, we're using the whole plant, but the process how they do it, they take the CBD out and then they add it back in. We use the whole plant. We use the stem, the whole plant, and that's why we have full spectrum CBD oil, and we have isolate, and we have, you know, the other one. But full spectrum is what works better to me. I'm only talking about what works for me. I tried the broadband, and it didn't work for me. And like I said, there's several. Go ahead.
Can I be nosy for a second? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just got to be nosy for a second. So you are a personal CBD oil user. What do you use it for? What elements or what pain are you having that that made you start using it? What?
Okay, well, I still like I have to say, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse, I'm not a physician. I'm only talking about what works for me, because like I said, everybody's body is different, and so what I use it for, because I had a few aches and pains. I've had a couple of procedures on my back. I'm not going to say what procedures I had, but I had a couple of procedures on my back. And then, but before that, I got hit by a truck. That's what started all my pain thing right there. I got hit by the truck. The truck hit me, not my car. It hit me. Someone stole the truck. And I guess they was driving fast, jumped the curb, and there I was walking. And so my thing was I was taking these hydrocodone pills. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Hydrocodone,
yes.
Yolanda? Okay.
Yeah,
I took them for years. Yes, I took them for years, And then so they tried to do a procedure on my back and see if that was going to work. And it did good for about 3 months. Then the pain came back even severe. So after they did several surgeries on me and my doctor giving me a prescription and my pain management giving me a prescription, I was taking them like candy. I was taking them like candy, just popping them, because I'm the type of person, I don't want to feel no pain. I'm a better person if I'm not in any pain. I am a better person if I'm not in pain. Yeah, I am, believe me. But, and that's why I started, because I was in pain. And then, but the main reason we got into this was because of my husband. He had the Big C. They did all the stuff that they need to do to get rid of the Big C. I can't really say the words because I'm not a medical doctor, so I don't want nobody to say, oh, it cures cancer. So that's why I'm not saying that. I always say the Big
C.
Okay, and then I got into this because of my husband, because he went through all the procedure and all that stuff, and they said he was good, okay? And then after a certain amount of years, they said it came back. So we were just quiet about it. We moved to the country. We changed our diet, changed our lifestyle, and I started researching for CBD. We tried, like, 10 different kinds. None of it worked, and I was reading the ingredients. Once I read the ingredients, I knew why it wasn't working, because it has a bunch of fillers in it. And a lot of companies have fillers in their oil, and that's them. I'm not knocking them. I'm not naming nobody. That's how they wanted to make it, so that's fine. But our company made it with only two ingredients, And it's basically we just used the whole plant. The two ingredients is hemp and CBD. But some people don't like the hemp taste, so we have flavors. So they start adding some flavor, you know, different ones. Me, I like the natural taste. I do. I don't like the, I mean, I don't like flavor, but if I do want some, I have some to use, you know, just to switch it up. But.
Sorry, don't mean to cut you off. Don't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Miss Yolanda.
Yes,
are you still
sir.
There?
I'm still there. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Yes.
How are you working, or are you working with CBD oil?
I am, but when I first heard about it, I was real skeptical. Because, you know, the whole I don't smoke, I don't, you know, dib and dab in marijuana. So at first, you know, I was kind of hesitant about trying it because of the THC and all of that. And working in healthcare, there's always a possibility for a drug test. And I never wanted to risk losing my job with the possibility. But with for me, the reason why I started using it is because I have a thyroid disease, and I was searching for ways how to get off the medication, how to reverse the damage that has been done to my body over the years. And I came across a blog for a lady who said that she had started taking CBD oil, and with the oil, it reversed the nodules that was on her thyroid, and she started they started reducing her medication. And so I followed the lady for about 6 months on her blog just to see how it worked. And so then I talked to Miss Janie about it, because I knew that she was using CBD oil. And so she told me that the company that we're with, they have a THC-free line of CBD oil. And so I started on the low dose, and what I noticed that when I started taking it, my energy level increased. Had more energy throughout the day. I wasn't crashing in the middle of the day and in the evening. It seems like my hormones kind of like leveled out. Anybody who has ever had any type of thyroid disease know that you either lose weight or you gain weight. There's like no middle. Unfortunately, I was on the side where I had no energy, really bad mood swings, tired, like all the time. I could work and would crash to the point to where I couldn't function at the end of the day because I would just be so tired. And after the first 3 weeks, I was like, okay, this is something that's working, and continued using it for 3 months. And it's like I can see the difference in the way that I feel and how it makes me feel. And I have enough energy to where I was walking, wanting to go out and exercise, because now I have all this energy to where I got to burn this energy off now. So for me, it's been a great experience. And so then I decided, well, hey, let me look into it and see how I can start making some money. Because, you know, most people, they just tell you, just take this medication. Just keep taking this medication. I was scheduled to go have some lab work done to see how my levels have changed with my thyroid. But then we got hit with this COVID-19, and got a good idea to be that close to people right now. So
it really,
that's kind of like why I got in the business.
So how long have you been in the business?
I've been in the business now on the business side for 2 months.
Yeah, about 2 months.
Yeah.
Now, this is the big question about the business side of it. Everybody, I want to know, I'm sure, is it a pyramid scheme? Is it like a Mary Kay? Do you have to order so many in order to see money? How do you How do you make money?
Okay. So, like, there's several different ways that you can make money in this company. Right now it's free to sign up to become an independent affiliate, which is what I am. And you have to remain active because you're using the product for yourself. So you purchase your own personal use, and then as you introduce CBD oil to other people, you make a commission off of it. There's several different ways that you can. You can purchase a large amount, sell it out of your home, your car, storefront. It's up to you because you're independent. Or, you know, you just introduce people to the product, and then if people choose to, you know, sign up underneath you, then you get like a little referral bonus kind of for this.
Hold on, real quick, before we go any further. We're going to go right back into that. Both of you, Ms. Janie and Ms. Yolanda, if you don't mind, give them your company information and the way we can reach you.
Okay, so my website is nuknukhemp.com, and I can be reached at 817-806-6111.
Okay, and my name is Janie Smith, and I have something else I need to say. I work my business mostly online. We've been home all this time, and we get paid every Thursday, and every Thursday I have gotten paid. So I look at it like you don't have to buy a product, but you have to buy a product for yourself to use so you can tell people how it's working for you. And my website is www.papahemp.com. That's www.papahemp.com. Papahemp.com.
D-Ray, do you have any questions?
I have a friend who works for the same company, and besides the oils, they have like the little creams and stuff as well.
I tried
everything on their line. I got the little sample pack, and I was thinking about joining the crew, the network. But I'm just not really into the whole pyramid, you know, recruit somebody to sell, you know, selling all that stuff. So that's why I've been, you know, hesitant about joining. But I do use hemp work products. I also use Nutrax, and I like theirs a little bit better. The flavor is better, and it's made here in the U.S., but with the Hemp Works, I like their creams. I will use their creams, but for the oil, I just didn't like the taste of it, and I tried, like, several different flavors. But
go ahead. I tried the cinnamon, I wasn't a fan of that. The gummies, I really didn't like the aftertaste. But my favorite was the peppermint. And I noticed that when I do the peppermint, it also helps with my sinuses.
Yeah.
So peppermint is good for your sinuses. But my oldest daughter, she has plaque psoriasis on her scalp. And so I had her try the shampoo and the conditioner, and the first time she used it on her scalp, she could tell the difference to where she didn't have the weeping from the blisters, and the sores weren't as, how did she say it, it wasn't as flaky. And so as she continued to use it, she's noticed that the outbreaks aren't as severe. And her scalp isn't as tender and sore and blistering as before when she used all the other stuff that she used on her hair. But Hemp Works has come out with a lot of new products.
You want me to name them?
They have the oil, they have lotions, they have creams, gummies, you know, topicals. They also have essential oil now.
Oh, yeah.
We have a facial cream. And even through the My Daily Choice, which is the parent company, they also have a travel plan. I know we can't travel right now, but I'm looking forward to when we can, so everybody can be in the flying of friendly skies and getting good discounts on that. But those
well,
are
you can book your flights now though, because I booked a flight to Vegas and I paid $21 to get there. But that's in October. I did it. I paid for it now for October. So that's the best way to do it. Okay. We have Strawberry Gaba, which we sold out of that the first day it came out, but they have it back out. We have Orange Sunshine. We have Peppermint. We have Cinnamon. We have Watermelon. We have Natural. We have Lemon Lime. We have a lemon lime and we have a lemon. So I mean, they have a lot of different flavors. And you can get
all of those. Yeah, Danny, you can also get all of those flavors with full spectrum or THC free.
Yes, both of them. Yes, I used to be a Mary Kay rep, and I love good skincare. I love good skincare. And so I was like, oh, my God, I hope they have some skincare. And they did. So I used the Revive and the Renew on my face. I used the Revive in the morning, and I need the Renew in the evening before I go to bed. So, and I think their skincare is really, really good, because I think I see my skin has improved so much. But I think that's because I'm taking the oil, too, because my nails are growing, my hair is growing. And I think because I have my body full of CBD, that everything is just working in place. I'm no longer in pain. My husband is healed because we did a lot of praying and fasting and taking the CBD off. So this is what it is. And then a lot of people want to know if it's a pyramid scheme. No, it's a job. I mean, it's my job. That's why it's a job. A lot of people always
want to present
that.
However, it's like you're always trying to get your team to build what makes it a pyramid, because the big man at the top, he started the whole process, and then he started getting workers to help him out.
You're breaking up on me, B-Ray. You're breaking up on me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're breaking up on
They're,
me, B-Ray.
Huh?
I said you were breaking
okay,
up on
okay,
me.
So. Is this better? Sorry.
Keep talking.
So what I was saying is I went to one of the seminars, and so the head guy, he's making money off of everybody that's in the business.
Mm-hmm.
The director of the Hemp Works is making money off of every single person that is selling
yes.
Hemp Works products.
Yes. That's true.
So that is a pyramid scheme, because
okay.
it's layers
well,
it's levels to it.
It's
okay,
a level,
like,
but if you think about it, in corporate America, there's a level to everything as well. You have your CEO,
mm-hmm.
he makes money off of our production, and we don't make money off of it. For me, I don't do this, Seven. This is not my job.
For me,
I have
this
a
is my job.
Job. You know, for me, I have a full-time job. This is something extra that I do. I'm not on social media pushing it. I haven't asked anybody to join a team or anything. I just, you know, people be like, oh, so, you know, just in general conversation, when I see people who have the same problems that I have or have different issues and they're tired of the same old thing, you know, well, have you heard about CBD oil? I tell them, this is what I take, you know.
So
it's more of a referral. And then if I say, and if you want to, it's a way on here to where you can get a discount off of the products that you buy for yourself. Do I make money off of it? Yeah. But when you see some bread on sale at Walmart or Kroger's or Target and you say, hey, so-and-so got this on sale, ain't nobody paying you for your referral.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, so if I'm going to refer somebody, I might as well get paid. It's like advertising. And for me, you know, we also have a coffee. I love
coffee,
but I had to withdraw from it for a little while because I drink 3-4 cups of coffee a day. And it's not, it don't make good economical sense for me to drink that much hemp work coffee in a day.
Now, was it caffeine free? Was it caffeine free?
It has no caffeine in it.
It has no caffeine in it. It's
no caffeine.
CBD coffee.
I've tried it as well.
Yeah, no caffeine.
Really?
So I drink about 3 or 4 cups a day. I do. Okay, now back to the pyramid scheme. Like Yolanda said, like when we go to the grocery store, we go to a movie, the president of the bank, he's the president. He's the one that's making all the money. We're putting our money in, and they're making money off of us. And then they have a vice president. First they have the owner, then the president, then the vice president. Then the vice president have 2 assistants, and those assistants have assistants. Then they have the finance clerk. Then they have the tellers. It all falls.
Don't forget about
down.
The stockholders.
Oh, yeah, and the stockholders. Yeah. So that's how I look at it. It's not a pyramid scheme. When I was doing Mary Kay, they were saying a pyramid scheme. I'm like, wait a minute. How is this a pyramid scheme? When you're at home, your husband, if you're married, your husband is the head of the household. Then it's the wife. And the wife manages the house and the kids. The husband, his job is to go out there and work and pay those bills. Now, the wife, she works too because she wants her own money too to help pay the bills because we're helpmates. But, you know, like I said, life, I don't call it a pyramid scheme, but people do. Life is a pyramid. You got your mama. First you got your daddy. You got your mama. You got the older sister that kind of. Then you have the next one and then the next one. So it goes on. It all trickles down. Whatever that older sister do, it benefits the younger kids. When the middle sister go in there and wash the dishes and clean that restroom up, that benefits them. So it's not a pyramid scheme.
I have
another question. It's all about perception. You know, everybody's perception is different, so it's about the way that you perceive it.
Yes.
Okay,
I have another question.
Okay, so having worked and tried for hemp works, have you tried any other product that's still CBD related or hemp related? Why did you choose that particular company?
Okay, like I said, I started, me and my husband, we tried 10 or 12 different kinds. We were trying what worked for us. That's what we did. Some of it has a lot of fillers in it. A lot of companies have MCT oil in it, olive oil, coconut oil. And when you do that, to me, it dilutes the power of the oil. And then again, they use that as a carrier oil. You really don't need that, all that other oil in it. You really don't. Not saying that other oil is bad, because I cook with olive oil. I cook with coconut oil. So, I mean, all that other oil is good. It's just I just pick what worked for me. We tried about 12 different kinds before we came across this one.
See, for me, it was more of the science part of what was all in it.
Yes.
And then before I joined the business, I had to see what the state was going to say. And when the governor of Texas approved CBD oil, I was like, okay, he approved it. But then what are the qualifications that they would need? Does it have lot numbers and all of that? So I started researching, you know, doing my research. Okay, if I go and start selling this, am I going to be fined by the DEA? What are the repercussions of me, losing my license to practice in the state? How would there be a conflict of interest? And so when I chose HempWorks to start building a business, a side hustle, it was based off of what the state requirements, the certifications that would be required if in the future I decided that I wanted to open up a brick and mortar store. Would I be able to sell it in the store? And HempWorks, along with another company, it was only 3 that came that are certified to do business in the state of Texas.
Right.
So for me, that's why I chose hip work. Now, the reason why I started taking hip work is because I was introduced to this particular brand by Miss Jamie.
Okay. So then the next question is, you said brick and mortar. How do you see, in the near future, do you see yourself opening up a shop? Both of y'all together opening up a shop and a storefront and having it, you know, readily available?
No.
Or are you still going to just put the website in order?
To me, I stick with the website because, okay, you have to, people think, you have to think about this. We had a CBD place that opened up, and within 3 months, they shut down because they have to pay that high rent for that building, okay? They got to pay the insurance for that building. You got to pay your light, gas, and water for the building. You got to pay for your permit. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you got to pay for. You got to pay for. I had a boutique before where I had to pay all that. But then when I stopped doing my boutique, I sold most of those things online, and it was better, like Amazon. Amazon is killing it out here. There's more online stores out here. I mean, a lot of these stores are closing up. There's a lot of stores that's closing up, going out of business.
Especially because of the COVID-19. I mean, there may be few businesses that might not.
Now, even before
before that.
But even before that,
Toys R Us or something, they shut down. Sears shut down.
I mean, even in the industry that I work in, which is pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
We lose the majority of our customers to mail order.
Because that's the new thing.
Wow.
You know, because people, you know, insurance companies say this is where you got to get it, and people would rather, you know, not pay, would rather have their drugs delivered to them, you know, for a little or nothing than to come into a brick-and-mortar pharmacy where you have a personal feel and you get to know the people and who's counseling you on your medication and building a reputation with them. You know, people would rather not pay that $5 when they can get, 3 months' supply for $10 versus paying, you know, $15 for 3 months' supply in a brick-and-mortar.
It's
more online business to own a shop, and then with CBD oil, it's still new. So for right now, I don't see where I would open up a shop, but I do see myself having a ready supply in home to where somebody who may not want to, you know, go online and buy it, or you know, may have forgot to reorder, they can say, hey, you know, Yolanda, you can I get this from you? And I'd be like, sure, I got it. I can bring it to you, or you can meet me.
Yeah, that's what I do. I always have some on stock. I've rented a space inside a big store that's in downtown Waco, the Saronia. It's been there for, I think they said, 60-something years. And, you know, they called me and asked me, do I want to put my stuff inside their store? Now, I'll do little things like that. I'm inside Belgian Feet Store because we sell the pet CBD oil and cookies for the dogs and cats. So I have my stuff in different places like that.
Hold on. So the animals can take, your dogs and cats can take.
Yes, we have CBD oil for pets.
Yeah, they
do. Veterinary approved. I have 3 pet stores that, and a groomer that orders from me. Well, not from me, but, you know, that goes on my website. And they were going to my website for a while, and then they stopped going on my website, and they just opened up their own business, so they buy from themselves and get paid.
Okay. I got one of our topic panelists on the line. Welcome, mm-hmm. T. Smiley. How you doing?
Doing good. How y'all doing? Just getting off work.
I know I'm
late. Big Joe, I'm sorry. What's up, bro?
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Hey, question.
Sitting,
I do have a question.
We're sitting. Let me give you a quick introduction. Pete Smiley. We're sitting on with Miss Janie, Miss Janie Smith, and Miss Yolanda Thomas. This is a hot topic panelist, T. Smiley. T. Smiley,
yes.
Janie Smith,
yes, sir.
Yolanda Thomas.
Hello. How you doing?
Doing good. Now, I do have a question about the CBD.
Okay.
I am a diabetic, and I just want to know, is there any, does the CBD work for people with diabetes?
It helps regulate your blood. I know several people that's on it, my mom, my sister. But I always tell people, just because you know you're taking that, don't run off and go eat a piece of cake and then say, ooh, it didn't work.
Right.
Some people do that.
You know, you have to remember, we're not doctors or health, you know, we're not doctors.
Whenever
you start something new, especially with diabetes, you want to make sure you talk to your doctor before you start a new regimen.
Before you start it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's first, and that's first and foremost. When you finna start a new drug, when you finna come off of something, you always want to talk to the doctor because they know the specifics to what you have. And, you know, saying diabetes and all, it may be different if you type 2 or type 1.
Because I'm saying,
underlying health conditions you may have, so you always, you know, run that by your doctor first.
I had a doctor that they finally signed up because his wife wanted to try it. And, you know, a lot of doctors, now they do know more about it, but, you know, a lot of them didn't know anything about it. So what he did his research. He talked to whoever he needed to talk to, his higher up. He took a class, and then he said, okay, I'm ready. So his wife signed up, and they start selling it. But right now, nobody's going to the doctor's office or anything right now.
Yeah, especially with pain management. The opioid problem that they have, a lot of doctors are looking for ways to get their patients off of the pain medication. This is a natural way, you know.
I don't like taking pills, but I'll definitely get with the doc. I'm gonna get with my doctor and find out because even the medicine that I have now, I'm probably gonna have to switch up because it's it's always you take a pill, you always got a side effect. So.
So, side effects are worse than what you're already dealing with. You also have to take into consideration too. No pill, no oil is gonna be a fix all. We have to change our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And it's a lifestyle change, but this helps. You know, until your body is restored and healed the way it was and works the way it was intended before we, you know, started getting all this stuff passed down to us from generation to generation and all of that other stuff. But that's a different topic for another day.
Yeah. And you got to remember, this is an herb.
CBD is
a natural herb. It's a natural herb. So, when I always tell people, when you take it, take it slowly. Put a few drops under your tongue a day. I had this one lady. She went through her whole bottle in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Because she was in a lot of pain. So she was desperate. But 2 weeks, and then she called me and said, I need some more. She said, it hadn't quite kicked in yet, but I need some more. I just took my last this morning. I'm like, oh, my God. How much are you taking? She's taking 2 or 3 drops of full, not 2 or 3 drops. So once she brought it back down to 3 drops a day, and then she increased it to 4, then 5, and right now she's taking 7 drops twice a day, and that works for her.
Oh, my.
But
that
works
for
her.
Right?
Yes, that's for her pain. She had pain.
Okay. But,
she had
7 drops.
She had some stuff that was causing
seven
pain.
I'm sure 7 drops.
It's not a lot.
It's not a teaspoon.
I'm saying seven drops is a lot better than seven pills. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to take this pill for this, and then you got to take that pill for the side effect of that, and then you got a side effect of that, and then you got to take another pill.
Yep. That was me. I was on five pills for my side effects of my blood pressure medicine.
I'm sorry. Can you ladies please, I want to get your information out there one more time. We don't have a whole lot of time left. I want to make sure that everybody in the world got your information.
My name is Jamie. Go ahead.
Come on. Give me your information.
My name is Janie Smith. It's J-A-N-N-I-E Smith. My website is www.papahemp.com. PapaHemp.com.
And I am Yolanda Thomas, Yalanda, and I am NukeNukeHemp, NukeNukeHemp.com.
And remember, we have a 60-day money-back guarantee.
We are right here on the Mind, Body, and Soul with Big Joe. T. Smiley, I think you had another question. I think I got a few more minutes. You got another question? Did you have another question?
No, I didn't have another question. I was only going to say, I know she said it was probably going to be another topic another time or whatever, but the thing about it is, you know, a lot of people with that's taking a lot of pills. I could think about my mom, you know, before she passed away. She was taking, you know, she was a diabetic, and she was taking diabetic pills. She was taking pain pills and all that stuff, and end up having like a whole bunch of pills she was taking, which people, I guess older people don't know about whatever, don't have the information about the CBD oil or, you know,
I don't know.
I don't know. You know?
You're right. I work in a pharmacy, and 90% of the patients that come in, they can't tell you the name of the medication. They just say, I need the white pill for my blood pressure. I need the green pill for my diabetes.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't know. They just go by what the doctor tells them, and not realizing that some things are passed down because it's in our genes. It's genetic.
Yep.
And some things we do damage to ourselves.
Yeah.
I look at myself. I used to drink a 6-pack of Coke a day.
Ooh.
A 6-pack of Coke a day. No water.
That's a lot.
No nothing. I thank God I'm not diabetic, but it has caused damage to my body, you know, and with diet and doing something that's natural, using natural herbs and changing my lifestyle, you know, I believe that God will restore me to where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
We have to start taking care of our temple, and
that's
the bottom line.
Yep. Yeah.
And I don't advise no one to stop taking their medicine. I never advise anybody to stop taking their medicine. I never. I remember this one lady, she took her son off his Ritalin and gave him his CBD oil. I said, no, put that baby back on this Ritalin. And if you want him off, you talk to your doctor, and then you wean him off slowly. My doctor helped me wean myself off all my medicine slowly.
You know,
but you have to eat right, though. You have to eat right.
We
have to be responsible for our own health care. You can't go into the doctor's office and just go by what they say. You have to go in there with some kind of knowledge.
Yep.
Thank you. Research.
Yep.
Knowledge is power.
And most definitely, don't stop taking your medication because a lot of the side effects, what people don't know, is when they stop taking these medications, cold turkey, they do a lot of mental and physical damage to their body.
Yes.
Right.
That's why my doctor helped me wean myself off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's good to wean yourself off any medication, and that's what me and my doctor did. And
yeah,
I still have to check my blood pressure every day. Check my blood pressure every day, twice a day, because she told me to, so that's what I do.
Well, I thank you, ladies, for stopping in and letting us know about this CBD oil. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Be right.
Yes, sir.
Stay with us.
Yes, sir.
Is that it? Is that it? Do you have anything else?
Nope. I'm good. We're good on this end.
I'm sorry, Big Joe. Miss B Ray. Also with HempWorks right now, if you did decide to sign up to be an affiliate, you can sign up for free up until when, Janie?
May the 1st.
May the 1st.
Okay.
But she has a friend that sells it.
Yeah. Under her, it's free to sign up.
Yeah.
I think it used to be.
Do you
want to
give out that? Do you want to give out that free information that where they can sign up, or do you have it on you?
You just go to the website.
Yeah.
What's the name of the website?
You can go to my personal website, nuknukemp.com, or you can go to papahemp.com.
Yeah.
All right.
And go from there.
And you can sign up for free. I thank you, ladies.
For free.
I thank you, ladies, again for coming on and sharing in your information, because we need to do more with our bodies, especially in this time. That is a question I do have to ask, and I guess because I'm running out of time, we're going to have to talk about it another time. Does it help with the immune system, with everything that's going on, trying to build your immune system? Does it actually build it to where you can?
We actually have a product that helps with that called Boost.
We have several products. We have
several products.
Wow.
That helps get your alkaline in order and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Which is funny because I was at a, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to let one of you ladies, if you don't mind, I'll ask one of you ladies to pray for us. It was funny because I was in Family Dollar, and I was watching these people go grocery shopping in Family Dollar, and they were buying up a whole bunch of toilet paper. And the man behind me said, "It's so funny that you can't find no toilet paper, but if you walk down the vitamin aisle, you can find all the vitamins you want." Nobody's doing anything to really protect the body, to build up the immune system. How do we, you know, fight it? So we have to get the conversation out there. We have to try to do better things with our bodies so that we can be protected against things that's out here. So I
I'm confused about the toilet paper, though.
I still ain't got the toilet paper thing either, so I don't know.
I don't understand that.
It doesn't give you diarrhea, so I don't understand that. But anyway.
You know, I read a post. It was so funny. I read a post. Someone said, if you have to use 12 rolls of toilet paper in 14 weeks, I'm sorry, in 14 days, then you needed to see the doctor way before the corona.
Really?
Exactly.
Really? You have other issues.
With that, you need a probiotic because you got bacteria and not a virus.
Again, I thank you. Be tuned to turn in tomorrow night for the after the lights go out with Kia D. Be sure to tune in. Kia D, the Hot Topic Panelist, and everyone else will be on. I'm sure you'll have AT Black, CP, course, KD, D-Ray, T. Smiley, and everyone else. Miss Yolanda, if you don't mind, can you pray us out? I got one more question. Oh, well, you already answered the question. You already answered the question. Because it just came through, and the answer to the question is no. You cannot get high off of using CBD oil.
Oh, yeah, really.
Oh, yeah,
but
I don't know why people.
Let me put this disclaimer
on there. Why people think
that? Let me add this disclaimer. You're right. You cannot get high off of it. But if you use the one that has THC in it, there is a possibility that you can fail a drug test.
Possibility. If you use one with
THC in it,
there's
a possibility that you can fail a drug test.
D-Ray, you know what, son? We got to go out on that note. Miss Yolanda, if you don't mind, can you pray us out?
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, we come to you with humble and grateful hearts, oh God, thanking you for who you are, oh God, the great I am, our all in all, and everything that we need. Lord, we thank you for watching over not just us, oh God, our family, our friends, and those who are connected to us, oh God, connected. Lord, we ask that you forgive this country, that you forgive each and every one of us for our sins and our iniquities, those that are done in the inner thoughts of our minds and hearts, oh God. Lord, we ask that you creating us a new heart and renewing us a right spirit. Lord, we ask that you continue to hide each and every one of us under your feathers, God. Wrap your loving arms around each and every one of us.
Lord.
We lift up
Thank
the bereaved, our first responders, God, all of those who are doing what you have called them to do. Lord, we ask that you continue to show grace and mercy to each and every one of us around this world, around this country, God. Have your way. Not our will,
Lord,
but let
Thank
your
you,
will
Jesus.
Be done. In the mighty name of
Lord.
Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 To God be the glory.
Thank
God
you, Jesus.
Roll another
book. Right here, mind, body, and soul. Y'all have a good night.
Bye. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Thank y'all. Be raised.
Good night.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why. Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. I was gonna go to class before I got high. Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could have cheated and I could have
passed,
but I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Because
I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was going to go to court before I got high.
I was gonna pay my child support,
but then I got high.
No, you were
high. They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high. I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
La-da-da-da-da-da.
I was going to make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was going to eat your too, but then I got high. Because I got high.
Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
President, baby.
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because
cause I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man? La da 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 la da da da. He really is high, man.
Shoop shoop shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bee bop.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.